This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Maghav. A special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram will begin in Lok Sabha tomorrow. According to the official sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the Lok Sabha. Briefing the media earlier last week, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju had said that the full-day discussion will start at 12 noon. He added, it was decided in the all-party meeting chaired by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla that discussion on Vande Mataram will be conducted on 8th and debate on electoral reforms on 9th December. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that in a world plagued by challenges and uncertainties, the nation stands tall in a league of its own. Talking about India's role on the global stage, the Prime Minister said that India currently stands as the model of high growth and low inflation for the world. Addressing an event in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi highlighted that the 8% GDP growth rate during the second quarter of the current financial year is a reflection of the country's rising progress. He added that at a time when people are talking about economic slowdown, India is etching its growth story.
भारत आत्मविश्वास से भरा हुआ है जब दुनिया में स्लो डाउन की बात होती है तब भारत ग्रोथ की कहानी लिखता है जब दुनिया में ट्रस्ट की क्राइसिस दिखता है तब भारत ट्रस्ट का पिलर बन रहा है जब दुनिया फ्रेगमेंटेशन की तरफ जा रही है तब भारत ब्रिज बिल्डर बन रहा है.
In Goa, at least 25 people, mostly staff members of a nightclub in Arpora, died after a massive fire late last night. The blaze was suspected to be triggered by a cylinder blast. Fire and emergency services and police teams rushed to the spot and brought the situation under control. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in North Goa. In a social media post, President Murmu conveyed her condolences and hoped that the bereaved families find strength during this difficult time. The President also prayed for a speedy recovery of the injured. In his message, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that his thoughts and prayers are with the bereaved families in this moment of immense sorrow. He also prayed for a speedy recovery of all those injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called the mishap deeply saddening. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that his thoughts are with those who lost their loved ones. Mr. Modi also hoped that those injured recovered at the earliest. The Prime Minister also spoke to Goa Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant about the situation and said the state government is providing all possible assistance to those affected. The Prime Minister had announced that an ex-gratia of 2 lakh rupees will be given to the next of kin of the deceased from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The Prime Minister added that the injured would be given 50,000 rupees each. The Director General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has issued show-cause notices to Indigo CEO Peter Elbers and Accountable Manager Isidro Porqueras, seeking explanations within 24 hours on the massive flight disruptions that have caused severe inconvenience and distress to passengers. The regulator attributed the chaos to the airline's failure to make adequate arrangements for the revised requirements under the approved flight duty time limit FDTL norms. The notice said large-scale operational failures indicated significant lapses in planning, oversight and resource management. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu, along with senior Civil Aviation Ministry officials, held a meeting with Elbers to review the situation and address the issues. Earlier, the government directed Indigo to clear all pending passenger refunds for cancelled or disrupted flights without delay. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has mandated that refunds for all such flights be completed by 8 p.m. today. Indian astronaut and Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla has said that artificial intelligence has become integral to every sphere of progress. Addressing the Delhi AI Grind, India's first city-centric AI innovation engine in New Delhi today, Mr. Shukla highlighted that AI is engraved in each and every aspect and it is a tool to accomplish things and is being utilized extensively. He added that there are areas where we need to focus and to accomplish the dream of a Vikasit Bharat 2047. And that is the end of this news bulletin.